this funny sound. And then we're ready to go. What would you going to say?
It's like another reenactment of Pathla Christos as well, isn't it?
That's right.
I mean, it's a whole Krishna. It's all part of it.
So look at things now with a different eye, with a different heart, and you will find so much more there. Keep coming back for you to the organism. However, you asked the question and I have given you the answer. And the hub of the wheel is organism, is the crucifixion that is taking place. You know, that is the hub of the wheel. And the wheel turns. You have among you, you have your cards of talent, do you not? And you have in those cards of talent, you have a wheel, do you not? And also you have a man at his hand, do you not?
Oh, hangman, yeah, upside down, he looks really quite kosher.
However, he is also on the wheel, and he turns and turns and turns. Although you have the separate kinds of reading with different meanings and different portents, they are indeed all one. The wheel of fortune is the sun, it is the world, it is everything to do with it, you know. And the person on the journey travels the journey.
The fool
of the cards of portent travels along on the journey. And at each point transforms from being the innocent at the beginning to being one or the other of the different characters that are part of this wheel of fortune that turns. So all the characters are on the wheel. The wheel of fortune, the wheel of life, cosmic wheel. You know? You are all on it. Sometimes you are the fool, sometimes you are the magician, sometimes you are the hero, sometimes you're the priestess, sometimes you're the mother. Sometimes you're the warrior. Sometimes you're the child of light. Sometimes you have to step between two worlds. Sometimes you have to have a little death. Sometimes you have to sit in judgment on yourself, or have heaven sit in judgment upon you. And the wheel turns all the time. The wheel turns.
Full circle. I've not looked at it like that before.
Don't forget, on the wheel also is the wise one on the wheel. And and then you come to the fulfillment of all things, which is the world. The representation of oneness, coming full cycle back to oneness. When you look at a wheel, what do you have in the center?
It's still. No, is it the hub?
That's right.
That's where, it's where the part that goes on the cap.
And then you have the bits that come out, the spokes. And then you go further out and look at this wheel again, and you see the rim of it.
And the tube and the tire.
Is that on your chariots?
Oh, on chariot, that happened. The wheel.
You have the outside, you have these spokes, and you have the bit in the middle on which everything turns. When you are standing right out there and you look at this, you can see the whole wheel. You can see the hub, you can see the spokes, you can see the rim around which everything runs, or around which it runs. Which is it?
Does it go anti-clockwise?
Doesn't matter.
It goes around.
It goes around. So, does the wheel travel around on the rim, or does the rim travel around?
It's both. Each supports the other.
But well, couldn't one go one way and the other go the other way?
No.
Ah. Well, what's that? I hear you say the wheel spins on the hub, doesn't it, on the axle, but it's a centre.
It's a bit like the chicken and the egg, I'm feeling. Which came first?
The rim turns around the hub, and the spokes are the connections between the rim and the hub. The hub is oneness. You are the rim. So you are like the universe. You are the satellites that turn around the outside of oneness.
What are the spokes again, sorry?
The connections between you and oneness. So you are all the rim. The rim turns.
That's phenomenal, isn't it?
The rim turns. Not the wheel turning on the rim.
So how does that relate, for example, when you look at from a chariot point of view, of where that comes in contact with the earth? Where the rim comes in contact with the earth? And that relationship?
When heaven comes in contact with the earth, then you will have great stirrings up of dust beneath the rim, because the beings of light will come to the earth and will return and come to the earth and return. And they go up the spoke and come back down the spoke. And so it is like this the whole way. So there's always beings of light on the rim, turning, you know, the rim turns.
So what's the, okay, we're talking about the hub, I know, and the spokes are the connections. So what's that part that's not the rim, unless I'm wrong, because I was looking at the rim being that steel part. Or am I wrong in making that?
I'm talking about the wood bit.
There's a wood bit, and then there's the rim bit. So is that wood bit is where the beings of light is between?
It's all kind of classified as one thing in the sense.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah. But you know the outside part, like they've got the wood, and then they have the steel rim that goes around to support it? Yeah, that's kind of all the same thing. Yeah. That's the rim. Yeah.
That is the rim.
Okay.
What about other people though? I mean, is that everyone on Earth?
I was talking to you about the beings of light following their path and their journey through the cards of portent.
Yeah. Oh.
Remember?
Yes. So you're referring to us specifically?
I'm talking about all those that are following the path of light and want to follow the path of light. They are on the rim. The rim turns.
Mm.
Not one of you is the rim. You are the rim.
No, I definitely didn't feel that it was just one person.
And as such, you are all important to the integrity of the wheel. Do you understand a bit more? You're all important to the integrity of the wheel. When you go up close, when you look from a distance, you see the wheel. When you go up close, you go closer and closer and closer. And you go up so close that you can see between the different molecules of the rim. You see the spaces between them. It doesn't mean that when you go back out away that the rim is not there. It is. It will still look exactly the same. It will still look as, perhaps as solid as it did before. And yet when you go very, very close, you will be able to see all the spaces, all the gaps. No?
Yeah. Well, the gaps are waiting to be filled.
And each of the molecules are you. Example. This. What do you see?
It's a crystal.
It looks solid, but it's actually made up of moving particles.
That's right. It is, to you, in this dimension, it is like this.
Solid.
When you get into it very closely and you move into it and find the spaces inside, you will see wherein lie all the different intelligences that have come together to make this what it is and the manner in which it is. You understand? And that is what you are like. You are like all the little molecules, and you make a solid thing like this in another dimension. And when those beings look at you close up, they can see you in your individual forms. When they step back from you, what they see
So are you talking about other people viewing us in another dimension?
I am.
Oh.
Other people's in another dimension, when they view you, will see this. Yet when they look closer and look into it, instead of seeing this, this will disappear. And what they will see is individual living things. With spices around them. You know? And yes, those spices are your aura, your light, your energy. And then when the being from the other dimension steps right back again, lo, you have all disappeared. And all that is left is this to become the name of the being. Oneness is the hand. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The hand that holds up the heart.
The being that holds all things is oneness. And that's as close as you're going to get to understanding infinity. Any more than that, and your minds won't cope.
My parents were always telling me to be sensible and not to be aware of theories.
This is not fairy work.
I know. It's not.
And you have evidence of it in your own life.
Absolutely.
The men in the white coats have proven this to you. And because it is a proof of truth, remember what I say to you, when it is a truth, it will stand the test of time. You can apply it to anything in your life, past, present, and time to come, and it will not change. So you apply the same teach that I've just given you, and apply it in your life, and you will find it will hold true. When you look at this thing, and you look at it very closely, it looks to be all one piece, does it not?
Mm-hmm. But it's not, nothingness.
It is not. It has got holes in it, spaces. And the threads are formed around the spices. The threads are formed around the spices and make a pattern for you. Look, you have a pattern, and you are part of oneness pattern. You are part of oneness weaving. all of you. Now, what is your earth time?
Quarter to ten.
Have you asked all your questions?
I've got one more. That's all I've
ever
been. One of my partners, she's having great difficulties in having children. I know it's part of the karma. I was just wondering if there's anything that I could provide assistance for. She might come to me for mayhap with my father. It's really awkward, isn't it?
You cannot interfere with the law of nature. You cannot interfere with the law of nature. You cannot interfere with the law of destiny or karma. All you can do is to be empathic and love and give whatever assistance you are able to give. That is part of the process of the life. And in the event that they are meant to have this thing happen upon their life, it will happen for them. Learn the lessons that are under your nose. Back to organism again.
Can I quickly ask? You said about the trumpet calling
Gabrielle.
Yeah. Does there come a time when it's like, okay, now you're ready to fight, or do you fight without even knowing that you're fighting, or do you need to be truly willing to fight, that you give yourself wholly and so therefore you are ready? Or
the process is that you start to become aware that you have got a task, and as you become aware, so you get given little battles and little skirmishes to prove yourself.
Okay.
Until you get together in the great battle. And when you come into the great battle, you join with all the others that are part of the great battle. And those that are the generals will lead the charge. You won't lead the charge. Organism is a general.
Mm-hmm.
So it is organism and others that will lead the charge.
Yep.
So you don't have to be afeared about anything. You will not be given anything that is beyond your capabilities or your present level of learning.
Yeah.
So in the event that you have only learned so much, mayhap you have to go to the back. Sometimes you may have to be in the middle or the side or so on and so forth. You don't have to decide where you're going to be. You will just be there.
Yeah.
It will just happen. So would you like to do some weaving of your own? So mayhap you need to make for yourself your sittings and come and get ready to do your own weavings. And practice the healing energies that are channeled. The weaving!
Oh, please, that's from the beginning?
Oh, most certainly.
Okay.
I will remain here.
Are we doing channeling healing?
I would hope so. Are you going to stand and sit for channeling? Take turns at it and be beautiful and kind and walk the path of beauty with each other? Now is time. Is it not?
Yep. Okay.
I'm going to go and you'll meet the night, are they?
Yes, I was thinking it's a good idea.
Thinking?
I was considering what a good
idea. It might be a good idea to break you two up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, right. Right.
Sorry, last time I did the healing, this time I channeled the healing, this time on. Is that right?
Doesn't matter.
Because you still get it through.
Yeah.
You're going to take turns.
Yes.
So you're going to do a bit, receive a bit, and so on and so forth. Are you going to come and join in?
Yeah. I don't mind, whatever. We usually sit.
Here we go.
This little one is not wanting to stay. Now look, he's got skins ready to run away. He's ready to dance. Lots of dancing. May help you move this behind the way, so if I have to come and make for these soundings to do something, I can come make for the soundings.
I'm not running away for the healing energies, I'm staying for them.
About the weaving, let oneness weave the threads to make the picture, and you are part of the picture. This soundings is all part of the weaving of the threads of life. Listen now to the soundings.
and sing and dance and joy and celebration. And may all of this be with you in your life, and remember to learn the lessons of other peoples that are there to show you the way. So be it.
And to remember to allow the crystal light of love to burn within your heart. And may the light of oneness strike it and bring forth its brilliant colours of light to drive away the darkness from your soul. Be at peace.
Thank you.
Demons and they've been showing me where they are, where they're active, where they're poking their fingers and their eyes and watching. No, loving children. Loving children, lots of things here and I, aren't we? Yeah, you're my special boy, aren't you?
Right, yeah.
It's quite interesting where they're doing the stirring. So we were in the other dimension dealing with them. My lipstick tastes nice with this one. He's just so pleased that his mummy back. His mummy's been gone a long way, Well, yeah, there's places where these demons are actually stirring shit, and I've had to go and help.
So are you allowed to tell us the
places? What they've been doing, sorry?
Are you allowed to tell us the places?
Yeah, East Timor is one. Europe. Japan, India, the Zimbabwe thing, of course. I say of course because we've already been there and taken all the people over that have wanted to go over, but we had to go and sort out these demons. It's demon work tonight. Quite interesting, really. So basically, a lot of trouble spots. They could have a bit of an upheaval around where we've been because we tend to sort of stir things up a bit. I feel a bit cross.
You are?
No, they do. I feel a bit cross. Beautiful.
India?
Ireland.
Ireland, what's happening?
Ireland.
What's happening in Ireland?
Oh, these demons, it's the other place that people demons. Oh, and of course in the States, they're always in the States, always there. And South America.
Where's everywhere?
Golly, wobbles, how did you get off?
I dropped them off.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, my poor you. What? Hello, Connie Bubbles.
What? Are you doing? Are you choosing it to me?
Yeah. It was really, wasn't it? Yeah, you're going to get anywhere.
Then I got taken to have a little rest, and then I got, because I haven't had a lot of rest lately, and I got taken to... got taken back to oneness and I don't know who gave you a great big talky to, but somebody gave somebody a great big talky to. Bit of both actually. Bit of both went on. So there was all that happening. We did all our earth stuff and we did this stuff and all that. That's when I said it was a bit of a mix up.
Oh, okay.
Buddled up. It wasn't really buddled, it's just buddled in my memory. It was quite made a lot of sense when we were doing it. How could I ever part with you? I couldn't part with you. You are my salvation, aren't you? You and that dog down there.
Is this your toy?
Froggy, it's Froggy. That's his very favourite toy. That he had that right from being a little tiny fella.
Anything else you think?
Oh, there's a few guns going off all over the place, and rifles being fired, and not Turkey, Istanbul, around there somewhere, Cyprus, I don't know, round down somewhere over that way, there's going to be some gunfire. Where is that? I don't know. My geography's terrible. Focus. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Istanbul.
Well, Turkey.
Istanbul is good, Turkey.
Yeah. And Cyprus is different.
No, that's right. Over that way. It's over that way. Right. Well, there's something going to go down over that way with riots and guns and firearms and that stuff. There's something going to go down over there. That I remember, because we had to take a few people out. There's a few students, young people. There was some young people killed. Anyway, so I'm a bit vague. Got a lot in my mind, you know.
No, that's all right. Oh, I literally had a big talk to. One of you two had a big talk to.
Bit of both.
Well, I'm saying it too,
actually. Yeah. Well, you've got to be able to tell the boss what's what now and again, don't you?
Or you. Rather you than me.
You've been around as long as I have. You've got every bloody...